So it is very wonderful that Krishna is a very merciful personality.
Because since time immemorial, there are living beings in the material world, anadi, bahya, mukha, and who have somehow or other turned away from Krishna. And since time immemorial, Krishna has made arrangements to somehow or other enlighten those forgetful living beings and to somehow or other bring them to bring them back to devotional service, to somehow or other give them that taste. And then once the taste begins to set in and roots develop in our hearts, then attachment carries us further, and simply then gradually, just by the effect of time in service, somehow or other we become uplifted. In this way, devotional service is very much relying on the mercy of Krishna. It is not just merely relying on our endeavor. Sometimes we think too much. Oh, I cannot do this. Oh, I'm not doing that good enough. Oh, and we are looking at our spiritual life as insurmountable, as something that is set such a high goal that it only leaves us with a constant sense of failure, a sense of how can I ever come up to that standard of perfection? The bar is too high. I just can't jump that high. But yes, there is our performance. Yes, there is our attempt. Yes. But that is never the main factor in success. It is mercy and mercy again and mercy that will really tip the balance. And that mercy is so available that everyone somehow or other gets touched by it. And of course, one can do more. One can also seek it out and look for opportunities wherever they arise to get that mercy. Krishna has a plan, and Krishna has a plan for every individual. It is not that we are all meant to be the same. It is not meant that we, but in some ways we are all the same. We're all chanting Hare Krishna. We're all wearing neck beads. We're all taking Krishna prasad and so on. But still, everyone has their personality, and somehow or other, that personality has a purpose. Everyone has a reason for his existence, not just that we are here in the material world to suffer our karma and go through endless reactions so that we can become purified. That is one thing. But everyone has a nature, and everyone in that nature has a part to play. So collectively, we can actually fulfill Krishna's purpose. We're seeing how when the gopis are involved in creating Radha Kund, we remember that first they had said, "Oh Krishna, Oh, Krishna, you are contaminated because you have killed a bull. Therefore, we cannot associate with you. Therefore, you'll have to take your bath in all the various holy waters to become purified. Krishna, that will take too long. How can I go to all these places? So Krishna arranged that all the places came to him and manifested in his kund that he easily made. He made a hole with his heel and all the kunds appeared and it became Krishna kund or Shama kund. And then when the gopis were... Then Krishna told the gopis, he said, I cannot associate with you because that was not a bull. That was a demon disguised as a bull. Therefore, you have protected the demon. You've become contaminated, so I'm very sorry, but I cannot have your association any longer. You'll have to first take bath in all the holy places. Of course, if you want, you can take bath in my kund because I happen to have all the holy places here. They said, no. All right, we'll take bath in all the holy places. But, you know, no, we cannot take bath in your kund. So they broke their bangles and started to dig and created a hole. And it took a long time, a lot of effort. And then they made a human chain to Manasi Ganga. And with buckets, they were going to bring water from there. So it's going to take a long time. Krishna was thinking, this joke is turning sour. So he inspired all the deities from the various holy waters to enter into, before Radharani, and to come personally and request to enter in her kund. So what could she say then? She said, well, all right, if you ask, then you may enter. Now, all these gopis, they were working together, and each one of them had a different nature. Each one was quite different, different appearance, different colors. We find descriptions of different moods. It said that some are expert in singing ragas, others are expert in plants. Champakalata is taking care of the forest. She's looking after all the plants in the forest and everything, and she's very expert at that. Green fingers, we might say. So, different natures, different skills, different personalities. That is devotional service. But we all cooperate for the pleasure of Krishna. So that is our movement, and we are here. And we realize that mercy is something that can sometimes be almost mystical and invisible. Somehow or other, the mercy of being in the presence of a great Vaishnav, something is emanating and you get blessed. Imagine those who were in Prabhupada's personal association, they got blessed. But then Prabhupada also said that he said, these instructions, that is my mercy. So then it became no longer mystical, but it became very tangible and kind of practical and directives and something we can follow. Yes. So in this way, mercy has both a manifestation on a mystical platform and on a practical platform. And of course, especially with the practical platform, we can make the choice to connect easily. Of course, we can go to Vrindavan and we don't know exactly what the dust of Vrindavan will do with us. But it's sure that it does something, whatever it is. That works in a mystical way. But then, when we follow Prabhupada's directives, instructions, and so on, then it is very practical and accessible. So, in this way, we live under the shelter
of the disciplic succession, which starts with Krishna. Our festival is to celebrate that. Our festival is meant to create a sanskar. Vyasa Puja, we are worshipping Vyasadev and all the representatives of Vyas. We are worshipping Guru Tattva. We're worshipping basically transcendental knowledge as it comes from Krishna, but handed down in the disciplic succession according to Kala Desha Patra, according to time, place, and circumstances. And in this way, we are following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, and yet also finding our own way. We live in a different world, a very different world than the world of Rupa Goswami. When Rupa and Sanatan lived very simple, when Sanatan Goswami took one dhoti and tore it in four pieces, and two pieces he wore as like some short lungi, and two pieces for chadar, so he could put clean clothes, and that was it. And then some quilt in the winter, and that's a different, and sleeping under different trees, it is different than the way we are practicing our Krishna consciousness now. So there are ways to explore. In the next few days, we wish to do different things. We wish to ourselves reconnect to the disciplic succession and to somehow or other try and strengthen our commitment to take shelter of the directions of the entire sampradaya. Then we realize that we need mercy every step of the way. Otherwise, how is it possible? So we're here looking for mercy wherever we can find it. So there will be an opportunity for mercy, and you have to keep your eyes open for whatever opportunities are there. Because although mercy will be distributed to all, those who keep their eyes open may get more. That is the nature of Lord Chaitanya's movement. So eagerness is needed, alertness, looking for ways to get that mercy. That is there. And of course, so after we have focused on our own spiritual life and on a rejuvenation, then we are looking at tomorrow, the King's Day. What can be said? The weather forecast is rain, and then a little more rain, and then some more, and some more. But it's not constant. That is already quite something. There are breaks in between the rain, or rain between the breaks. I mean, it depends how you look at it. Right? But I remember one Rath Yatra in South Africa. It was raining and raining and then raining more and raining and raining and raining. So I remember I was all in a plastic outfit on top of the chariot to address all the devotees who were under their umbrellas, and also all in plastic ponchos. And I remember what I said on that day. I remember that I told them that On this day, the rain of mercy is greater than the rain of water. So that's how it will be tomorrow. So that we can keep in mind. The rain of mercy is greater than the rain of water. And who knows, you know, we've had bad weather forecasts many times, and somehow or other it didn't happen. So we still have our fingers crossed and hope that everything will be good. Not only so that we don't get wet, but also so that people will not stay home, right? And that, you know, because obviously when there's rain, the people will come out later and stuff like this. So that's why we hope at least there will be, when we come, that the weather will be good, and so that lots of people will venture out on the streets so that we can shower them with the transcendental sound vibration. Otherwise, if it rains really bad, we just go under the bridge and stay there a long time. What to do? So somehow or other, we'll find a solution. There's always a way out. So that tomorrow, that event will of course be very transcendental. And the buses are leaving at 6. And as you know, when your flight is leaving at 6, boarding starts half an hour before. And there's a good reason for it, because otherwise the flight's not leaving at 6. So if you're not there at 5:30, then we'll hold back a little mercy from you. I'll personally think angrily about you, you know. It's like I sort of like a little thundercloud for you if you're not there at 5:30. What can I say? In the end, okay, I'll be kind to you after all, but for a little while I'll be like, because, we're leaving slightly later than usual. We're leaving a little later because we saw that in the last few years people are coming later in the festival. So last year we had a lot of empty streets. So we, at 1 o'clock, it picked up last year. So that's why we can't start at 11. It's too early. So we leave at 6. Boarding 5:30. That's nice. So, and then we'll return in the evening, and the next day we'll be celebrating the Vyasa Puja, and somehow or other, I have a central role in that, and But I must say that I'm very glad that you're coming year after year, and that you don't think, oh, well, you know, I went last year, and, you know, maybe we'll save the money this year and give it a miss. No, I'm very glad you're here again, took the effort to come from far. I mean, of course, those who come from Australia, they may not come every year. They top it all. I mean, that is far. And South Africa is not around the corner either. That is also far. I just came from there myself. It is far. So those who came from far, but driving from Czech is also far. And some come on buses from Bosnia, and whatever. So I thank you all for coming. I think it's a spiritual festival is not just a festival. It's not just about the experience we are having in the here and now. Of course, you know, we'll have nice kirtan. Of course, There will be funny plays, you know. Of course, there will be deep reflections. Of course, Pradyumna is a good cook. So, of course, there will be, he is. You know, what can we do? What can you do, Pradyumna? It's like stupid. It's just the way it is. Krishna gave you that. I hope you may keep it. Yeah. Should be okay. So it is certainly a nice festival, but it's more than that. It is a spiritual occasion which creates deep sanskaras, deep impressions within the heart that remain. One actually makes spiritual advancement. One actually, it is an opportunity to deepen the relationship with our spiritual master and with our God family to create bonds, right, with each other. So everyone is here to connect with each other. That is all valuable and important, because that will, all these bonds, right, will have a part to play in the future. In the future, we'll need them. We'll need to rely on our God family, and we need to give shelter to each other. Somehow or other, we need to have that spirit of community spirit. Of course, everyone has a different nature, and some people are nerds, you know. And nerds, I have a few nerd disciples, and these nerds, they just don't like to talk to anybody. They don't like to be with anybody. And they're just nerds. Right? So that's, you need some nerds also in the world. So it's okay. So we leave the nerds alone. A nerd, you don't know what a nerd is? A nerd is like someone who sits all day behind a keyboard, who thinks that computers are more accessible than human beings, who just, the thought of a human being makes him a nerd perspire, and a nerd loves to be alone. Yeah, nerds are like that. I guess there's a little nerd in all of us. Definitely in me. I have my nerdish moments, but not in the middle of a festival. But after the festival, definitely. Like I noticed today, you know, they came and then they had made cookies for distribution, and then they wanted to offer the cookies in my room to Kiri Raj, and then it became really territorial, like, my room, cookies offered in my room. I had to swallow for a moment. The nerd came out. What? You know, imagine. And not two cookies, 10 boxes of cookies. Oh, God, in my room, cookies. Anyhow, the things you gotta tolerate to push on the Sankirtan mission. So we all have to grow, and just go beyond our boundaries. Anyway, so I see that bonding and making real relationships in this festival is an important point. Strengthening the relationship with our spiritual master, strengthening the relationship with Krishna, with scripture, all these things we will do. Also, after the Vyasa Puja day, then on Monday we'll have again
a kind of social development conference. I like that idea. I felt that these gatherings should be more than just a nice festival. I felt that we should also broaden our vision. So therefore I started this last year, some discussion of on a theme of how the Hare Krishna movement can go forward. And then this year I've taken the theme of bridge preaching, because everyone's doing it everywhere, wherever I go. It's all I hear. It's all people talk about. It's like everyone thinks that that's sort of necessary now, right? And maybe it is, and we'll find out for ourselves. More we can reflect about it. It's not going to be a program where all the conclusions are set in stone, and then we're going to lecture everyone about this is how it is, and this is what you have to take home from it. No, I have no idea. It is the collective. But there is a little book prepared by Hari Vilas and myself. You know, we made it in New York, and which I'll give out during that conference. And in that way, Gopinath Acharya will come. That is my very tall disciple, my tall disciple. I have a few tall disciples. I have a lady in Slovakia who's 2 meters, and her hands are just enormous. Her fingers are like this long, right? And so she's certainly tall, and I have a few others, but then Gopinath Acharya is still one head taller. He definitely tops them all. And he is also a scholar who is the librarian in the Oxford Faculty for Hindu Studies, and a PhD. And he has his PhD in our in Indology, in our Vaishnav history. So he has studied, actually, our Vaishnav history. So he'll speak on how bridging was going on in the past, and see what comes out of that. Then we'll have discussions. I will also speak something. We'll have some devotees in a forum who will and will enter into discussion with that. We may break up a bit in some groups, this and that. Finally, there is Rukmini from South Africa, and she has been running a program in the Rati Yatras for a number of years, which is known as the Bhakti Cloud. And in that Bhakti Cloud, it is ultra creative. All kinds of things are going on in there, and you're going to find yourself in a Bhakti Cloud. And what that exactly means, I don't know. I think Rukmini also doesn't know, and neither do you. So it's going to be a surprise to all of us, including Rukmini. But bhakti will be there, and there are opportunities to express that in so many ways. We cannot know, because the cloud suggests something like the internet, you know, these days. When nowadays you say the cloud, no one's thinking anymore about something in the sky. Everyone thinks about the internet, the cloud. It's in the cloud, right? So, indeed, it's sort of derived from there. And what the internet is, simply, is lots of people who just do something, and that makes it all together. So the Bhakti Cloud is also like that. Lots of people who just do something, and it all comes together, and we will see what comes together. But one thing is for sure, it brings out creativity. And if we want to present Krishna consciousness,
then creativity is a very powerful tool. If we think there is only one way to present Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. If you think that's it, it begins there and ends there, then of course it may be a little dry for some people. Some people might say, well, I don't know about that. But if you get creative, then so many things can do. So I will talk to Rukmini and I tell her who has what talents. Because I know everyone's talents. Yeah, and in that way, you just drag him in, Rukmini. No problem. So in this way, I will leave it now, because the time is limited. We're going to have a short skit now, and then there will be prasadam, and then there will be some bhajan in the temple. I don't know how much I will get into that, because before the King's Day, I sort of like... between South Africa, we just finished Rath Yatra, right? 4-day festival. We just finished it, jumped on a plane, and here we are for a festival. We're kind of like, huh? What? So don't expect a flying somersault kirtan from me tonight. I'll do it later in the festival. But tomorrow, I'll do my best for you. And therefore tonight I might have an early night, nice, warm, cozy under the blankets. But there are others who will chant Hare Krishna. Manu here from Radhadesh, Gandharva, Kuli, I mean, very, very beautiful kirtan for Radha Gopinath. So those who were ready to go till late and leave early tomorrow, great. Go for it. Those who stay up all night, obeisances to you. But you got to go all day tomorrow as well. So I'll end, but meet you tomorrow at 6 and hopefully at 5:30 actually, but you know.